Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk radio show. I had hoped to kick off our Thanksgiving and holiday season show with the New York Times number one best-selling author, Debbie McComber. However, she's not able to join us this morning because she is currently being taped for the upcoming Martha Stewart's Christmas show. However, it is still my pleasure to talk about Debbie's special holiday book titled Call Me Mrs. Miracle, which has been made into a movie and will premiere this Saturday, November 27, on the Hallmark Channel. The story is about Emily Merkel, also known as Mrs. Miracle. She works in the toy department at Finley's, the last family-owned department store in New York City. Her boss is none other than Jake Finley, the owner's son. For Jake, holiday memories of brightly wrapped gifts, decorated trees, and family were destroyed in the Christmas tragedy years before. Now Christmas is just one thing to him and his father, profit. This is because they need a Christmas miracle to keep the business afloat. During this holiday season, Holly Lawson needs a miracle as well. She wants to give her 8-year-old nephew, Gabe, the holiday he deserves. Holly's widowed brother is in the army and will not be home for Christmas. She desires to give Gabe the hottest toy for the season called Super Robot from Finley's if she can figure out how to afford it. Fortunately, it's Mrs. Miracle to the rescue. Next to making children happy, she likes nothing better than helping others by doing a little bit of matchmaking. Call Me Mrs. Miracle premieres this Saturday, November 27, on the Hallmark Channel. You can also pick up a copy of this book along with three other holiday books by Debbie titled God's Guest List, One Simple Act, Discovering the Power of Generosity, and Christmas in Cedar Cove from your neighborhood bookstore. While doing your Christmas shopping, you can also pick up a copy of my Mom's Choice Award-winning book, From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living, as well. It is designed as a heartwarming keepsake, perfect for this holiday season. It is available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. By the way, I would like to share with all of you this special article I recently wrote for the holiday season. It is titled, Home for the Holidays, A Celebration of the Heart with a Gift from the Soul. I wrote it to remind all of us what is important this holiday season. So here it goes. Some of us already realize this, and others will experience it for the first time. The kitchen will be the most important room in the house in the coming weeks. Regardless of whether it is a modern-day designer's kitchen or just one of the so-called timeless efficiency kitchens, it is time for it to claim center stage. It will serve as the hub for transformational loving energy that will bind families and friends alike during the holiday season. Known as the heart of every home, the kitchen is the place that will serve as a wonderful backdrop where you will always find an abundance of joy and laughter from families and friends, reminiscing and sharing meaningful communication from knowledge gained to lesson learned. As you already know, you do not need to know how to cook to be drawn into the kitchen, as your five senses will eventually draw you straight toward it once the mouth-watering aromas starts to fill the air. My late Southern Belle mom, Eleonora, once eloquently described to me that being in the kitchen is like being a mother. It is about creating something special. It requires patience, a happy attitude, and a touch of love. It is the perfect blending of all these ingredients that ultimately produces a signature dish. Since we now live in a global village with the lifestyle to match, where families can only get together during special occasions, the holiday season have become more meaningful than ever. Although there are many of us who are fortunate to have a family to spend these holidays with. There are those of us who are less fortunate due to various reasons. We are the ones that over the years are able to find home from within our own hearts. Then there are those among us who are fortunate to have the opportunity to experience the family holiday spirits thanks to the generosity of our friends. Whatever the situation may be for you, if we can all take a moment to be mindful, perhaps we can truly experience the true holiday spirits as it is meant to be experienced. For mothers, they cannot wait to have the family back home together to break bread with. For children, believe it or not, your mom will always be more excited to see you than you are to see her. For singles, for those who are fortunate to have the generosity of a friend's invitation to be with their family, be very thankful for the love you are receiving. For those who will be by themselves, always remember that you are never alone. Home is where the heart is, and be thankful that you have made it this far. Happiness and glee are always generated and experienced from within. For the families who will be celebrating this holiday season together with their loved ones, I would like to share with you what my Cajun mom Ginger told me a long time ago. The natural life can always be funny and hilarious. The most ordinary events usually end up being the sweetest memories. Being present during the small moments will always make us appreciate the happiness when it happens. For the families and individuals who have graciously opened their hearts and their homes, and to those who are contemplating doing so, I would like to share with you what my German mom Diane told me a few years back. Every once in a while, a situation may occur that requires us to radiate our energy of positive goodwill, compassion, and love for others. Until we try to put ourselves beyond our comfort zone, we will not realize we have what it takes to make a difference in that person's life and in ours. For those of us who will be spending this holiday season by ourselves, I would like to share with you what my Malaysian mom, Nya, told me just before I left home to come to the United States. Since childhood, you have been and will continue to be exposed to all kinds of experiences. Some experiences, good or bad, will stay with you for the rest of your life. However, it is how you manage them that will ultimately determine your idea of success and happiness, or failure and sadness in your life. Always remember, you are never alone, and although food may fill your tummy and the camaraderie of friends give you a sense of belonging, it is the loving energy you generate from within you that will nourish your mind, body, and soul. This spiritual grounding is what will ultimately touch the heart and move the soul of others. Finally, here is my wish to everyone this holiday season. Health makes all things possible. Wealth makes all things work. Love makes all things beautiful. May you have all three. I hope you enjoyed the article. If you would like to have a copy or comment on this article, please go to my blog site, www.johnnytan.com. That is www.johnnytan.com. Everyone knows that Thanksgiving is a time for us to reflect upon the things we're thankful for. Since 1980, I have embraced this wonderful tradition of Thanksgiving as the time to reflect upon things, events, and situations I am thankful for the last 12 months. This Thanksgiving, I am thankful for several things in my life. I am thankful for having the opportunity to have a wonderful conversation with my late spiritual and progressive mom, Elsa Mae Stevens, on her 92nd birthday earlier this year, because she passed on a few days later in her sleep. I'm thankful for my Rainer Collection business for making it through another year of this slow recovering economy. I'm also thankful for the Gold Award I received from the Mom's Choice Award for my from My Mama's Kitchen book. I am thankful for the opportunity to be selected as a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is certainly a great validation for the quality and message of our show. And finally, I'm thankful for the grace of God for giving me the opportunity to bring the power of unconditional love as potent leadership to the next level of excellence. I'm looking forward to a very successful 2011 for my From My Mama's Kitchen concept. To all my listeners, thank you for your support, encouragement, and for being with me this morning. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be author James Kaufman. He is an attorney, businessman, and former judge. James has published several works of nonfiction. This holiday season, we will be entertained by his debut novel, The Collectibles. James and I will be discussing how his novel reveals the power of relationships, the nature of love, and ultimately, the meaning of life. For additional information about this show, future shows, and for my recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Happy Thanksgiving and have a great week.